Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting edition of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to be trying a Malbec. Now, last week we did wine from Member's Mark, so I like to call it Member's Mark up from Sam's Club. I thought I'd try a lower-end wine and see how it tasted, and it seemed to do pretty well. It seemed to do rather well, so we're going to try it. We're going to try it again tonight, and we're going to do it with a Malbec tonight. We're going to see if we could, we're two for two on the Member's Mark wines, and these are kind of budget friendly wines, so that's why I want to check it out. I also want to welcome everyone who's joining us for the first time in the chat. Pete, it's great to see you in the chat. Please tell me how you're doing, and tell me what you're drinking or what you're not drinking, what you'd like to see me drinking. Or what you'd like to be drinking. And, you know, if there's something that you have a recommendation for a nice wine, send it over to me. I'll be happy to check it out. If it's within reason, you know, of course, if it's reasonably priced, I can do it. Just, you know, during this time where we're all kind of sequestered in our homes and things going on, things are kind of tight. So I'm trying to limit my budget here for wines, but you know, if it's reasonable, I'll be happy to try it out and give it a fair review. Anyway, if you're joining us, this is Drink with Rick. We do this every Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's available on Facebook and our Facebook page at Drink with Rick. YouTube is Drink with Rick, and you can join in the chat there as well. Twitch, you can join in the chat on Twitch, and we're on Periscope and Twitter. You can tweet me at Rick at, you can tweet me at Drink with Rick. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But the Twitch account is Drink with Rick 1. It's Drink with Rick 1. So if you're looking at me there, or if you're looking for me there, you can catch it at Drink with Rick 1 on Twitch. I've had more people showing up on Twitch lately. Let's see if we have anybody in Twitch tonight so far. We're just getting going, but do we have had people showing up in Twitch? And that's a good thing. It means that people are watching and participating. Let's see, you can also catch the podcast at 10 p.m. on Monday nights, the podcast version of this live show, just the audio podcast, is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and on your smart speaker and pretty much everywhere where you can pick up a podcast. That goes up at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time. Right now we're in the May and summer months at and you can also get it at drinkwithrick.com. You can catch the live stream also at drinkwithrick.com on our website. We don't have a live chat going there, but you can comment in the comments below. If you click on the page that this live stream is showing up on, you can comment and in the comments section, and I'll pick those up. And let's see, what else we have here? Oh, the email. That's right. You can email me at rick@savoyamedia.com if you have any questions, comments. And, of course, we have a contest currently going on that I'll talk about later on in the show to win a book. And if you want to participate in that contest, just contact me at rick@savoyamedia.com. And we'll talk about that later before the end of the show. So stick around and find out how you can win a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos. Let's see, we've got a lot of things going on tonight. Tonight we have the Malbec. We're going to open them and pour it and taste it, review it, pair it with some foods. I have some wonderful foods from my wife, Chi, my beautiful wife, Chi, that I have right here. And we have some of her spaghetti and meat sauce. And we have a burger, we have a hamburger, some crackers to clear the palate with. We also have some cheese. Not a lot of cheese tonight. It's just basically this cheddar. And we have some turkey, some smoked turkey. So we're going to try it with those. It should pair well with at least a couple of these items. We're going to find out. We're going to pair it with the foods, and we're going to learn about the Malbec grape. If you've always wanted to know more about the grapes, what they're all about, where they originated from, where they're grown, you know, where they're harvested to make the wines, where the wines are made for these grapes. Stick around. We're going to learn about the Malbec grape tonight. We've been doing this as a series. As I said at the very beginning of the year, we were going to be doing more of a series on the grapes and on the wines themselves. And that's what we've been doing the last three or four wine streams. We learned about the Merlot grape and the Pinotage. And, I think, what did we do last week? It was the, what did we drink last week? Ah, it was the Zinfandel. The Member's Mark Zinfandel. Excuse me. All right. I've got a few brain cells left. Anyway, the tonight we'll be learning about the Malbec grape. So stick around for that. And, of course, we're going to toast a birthday for a good friend of mine and some national days. So please stick around. We're going to have some fun. And please join me in the chat. We're going to talk about things. Anything you want to talk about in the chat, we break for that, because this is, even though I do have some show notes and I have them right here, we do have some show notes, but this is a stream of consciousness show. This is unrehearsed and uncorked. So anything you want to talk about, bring up, you got some questions, you want to know more about some things, talk to me. I'll be happy to converse with you in the chat. Let's see if we have anything going on YouTube here before we start. Nothing really, although everything looks good on YouTube, and Twitch looks great tonight too. Ah, Johnny Two Socks. Johnny Two Socks has joined us in the chat and Twitch. It's good to see you. Stick around and join us. And he says, you must really like drinking. Yeah, I like drinking. I like drinking wine. You know what? I do like drinking. I like drinking wine. I like drinking sometimes some beer. Occasionally a mixed drink. But coffee, I love to drink coffee. And I like water. Water's good for you. I like to drink water and tea. So, yeah, I like to drink. I do. And it's important. Drinking is important to keep you hydrated. Especially during these times, they've said that during the issues with the virus and everything going on, that it's important to stay hydrated. So I try to stay hydrated as much as possible. And I think the wine will, it's something to drink, right? Anyway, let's see. Let's go ahead and get to the wine. We'll learn some things about the wine. And my lovely wife, Chi, has joined us in the chat too. Hi, Chi, it's good to see you. And thank you for tonight's meal here. It's not really a meal. We're doing some taste testing. I'm not going to eat a whole meal in front of you. Of course, if it's really good with the wine, I might break for that. Anyway, so let's learn a little bit about the wine. Tonight, we're drinking a Member's Mark Malbec. This is from Sam's Club. Member's Mark, or Member's Markup, as I like to affectionately call it sometimes. Member's Mark is a house brand. It's their own. It's Sam's Club's own brand of wine, and you would think that it's okay. A lot of house brands, a lot of those things are kind of cheap, and the quality I don't know about. You know, they buy them in bulk and rebrand them and that sort of thing, and that can be true. It can be true in a lot of cases. The one we tried last week, which was the Zinfandel, was actually quite good for the price. So we're going to try it again and go two for two. So this is the Member's Mark wine. I purchased for $6.98 at Sam's Club. Basically, that's the only place it's available, because that's who makes it, or that's who produces it, but pretty much Sam's Club. This is the back of the wine. We're going to learn something about a little bit. I'm going to read off the back end for you. It says, this is a Member's Mark Malbec. It's a 2018 Malbec red wine from Mendoza, Argentina. This is 13.5% alcohol by volume in the 750 milliliter bottle, which is a fair amount for Malbec. And as we know, that number is not always 100% accurate. Most of the time, it's a lot more. But we're going to go by 13.5% for now, because that's what it says on the label. It's situated at the foothills of the Andes and fed by the purest water from melted snow. The vineyards produce grapes of outstanding quality. This wine, With spiced red plum flavors combined with its silky texture, pairs perfectly with most cuisine. And sounds great, doesn't it? Imported by World Spirits Limited in Princeton, Minnesota, and it's a product of Argentina. And this is from Mendoza, Argentina. So this should be a pretty fun wine to taste out. Now, once again, this is a house branded wine, so it could be a hit or miss kind of thing. I don't know, but we're going to try it out and see. Once again, we paid $6.98 for this bottle, which puts it in the lower end category. A lot of wines that are $2 or $3, and of course, notoriously the Two Buck Chuck and what is that thing back there, Oak Creek, and some of those that are sold at the local supermarkets. Barely drinkable as wine, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But look, we're all stuck in here for the, we're sequestered. And a lot of people are in some pretty dire straits right now. So I have gone away from opening up bottles of wine that are $20 or $25, $30 a bottle. I just don't think it's right to do that. Second, obviously, we're in the same boat as everyone else, pretty much, and we're having to watch our budget as well. We're having to watch it really, really close. So I'm not buying any expensive wines, for some people, $6.98 is a lot for that. That's kind of a luxury right now, and sometimes you may not have a choice but to have $4 bottle of wine, but that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pick wines that are on the low end that we can all try and drink, and it's kind of within our budget. I don't want to flaunt expensive wines, and first of all, I can't really afford to do that anyway. But second, I just don't think it's right to do that in these times. So we want to still have some fun, but we just want to keep everything in perspective, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so off my soapbox there. Let's go ahead and try this wine. Before we do that, let me check once again in the chat and see what's going on. Chi says, T and Tommy are with me. Great. It's good to see have all three of you there with me, and hope you all enjoy it. Please feel free to, if you have friends or family or associates who love wine and want to drink wine or interested in this kind of thing, please feel free to share the video around. Watch parties are welcome. That's fine. That's great. Please feel free to do that. Pete, I hope you're doing okay. My good friend Pete from WFL years and years back, and he is now he's now a realtor locally there. I've seen some of his home listings and some fine homes being listed. I've taken a couple of little virtual tours, so to speak, of a couple of those. I hope you're doing well, Pete, and staying safe as well. Let's see. Anyone else going on in Twitch? Johnny Two Socks, tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you'd like to be drinking. And we'll all drink along together. That is what this show is about. So let's go ahead without any further ado, and let's open up this bottle of Malbec. And I have my foil cutter here. I'm going to try and open this up, and for some reason the foil seems to be moving with the cutter, so it's not on there very tight. Look at that. Could I open it up like this? Could I open it up like this? I can. You can do that sometimes, and apparently it's not on. I hope that's not indicative of the quality of the wine. That was kind of loose. All right, and to open it up, I have my trusty corkscrew, mechanical corkscrew that my wife, she purchased for me just for this show in an estate sale last year. Look at that, comes out nice and easy. Take the cork out later. And, of course, I have, as always, my trusty Veneto Wine Aerator from the Veneto Wine Lovers set. And this is $19.99 for the entire set. You can actually, there's a link at drinkwithrick.com if you're interested in the whole set. It comes with a lot of cool things, including this foil cutter, which I just put somewhere at home. It's right here. And it comes with a lot of accessories, which are really cool, including a chiller, which we've tried before on the stream. And we've tried it a couple of times. It works pretty well. It works okay. And I think you can just get it for $12.99. I don't make anything off it right now. I tried to from Amazon, but that didn't work out too well for me. So it's up there. The link's still up there if you want it, but I'm not making anything off of it. I'm not making anything off this show right now, spending more money than I'm making. And, of course, I've got to pour it in into my genuine Galway, genuine Irish crystal glass that was given to me by my employers about a year or so ago. Wonderful gift. They gave me a whole set and a carafe. A crystal carafe was great. I love this set. It works very well for the wines. All right, so we're going to go ahead and pour this. Let it breathe for just a minute. There we go. And while it's breathing, I will set that down for just a moment. And let's go back to the chat for a minute and see if any action going on in the chat. Not really. The chat seems to be kind of quiet these days. I've noticed it since we've been in our homes, kind of tied up in our homes. It's been not a lot. It seems like not a lot of people are watching. It seems like more people are watching when we weren't shut in than when we were, which I think is pretty interesting. You would think that more people would be watching this, but maybe they're just busy watching cat videos. And I'm not a very I'm not a cat, so my wife calls me a dog sometimes, but I'm just kidding. Anyway, well, she does actually, but I better stop before I get into trouble, right? I've been in trouble for a long time. Anyway, so where was I going with this? Okay, let me check all the chats here. Nothing going on Twitch at the moment. Everything's kind of quiet. So let's get back to the wine. I would say that this wine is supposed to pair well with turkey from what I heard. So that's why I've got this here, some smoked turkey. We're going to try it. We're going to see. And I think this is breathable. It's swirling around a little bit. It's, as my sister would say, does it have any legs? Well, it does. Not that it really, really means much. But it is it is kind of a fairly dark complexion, deep red. It's a very deep red. Now, of course, these lights don't do it justice because these lights make everything look deep dark. But from where I am, my vantage point, it is a deep ruby red, almost purple, not quite, but almost very deep ruby red. And right off the nose, oh. Getting some cherry, a little bit of plum. Didn't get any, they're saying that tasted kind of plummy last time, the Zinfandel, but I wasn't getting that. This time I'm getting a little more. A couple of dark fruits, maybe some blackberry in here. Maybe a hint of strawberry. And it smells a little oaky. Let's give it a taste. Strong on the cherry. A lot of cherry. Little hint of chocolate in there. Kind of oaky, not much. And I want to say it's somebody told me, I read somewhere that it was kind of sour, but this isn't sour to me. Little plum. Mix of several red fruits. I would say that I'm picking out the cherry, definitely that's strong. Maybe a little bit of strawberry in there and the plum. Not so much the chocolate now as I tasted in the first on the first taste. Not so much now. But it is a little bit oaky. Maybe, I don't know, let's see. Maybe a hint of coffee. Maybe just a hint. And it's kind of, it's fairly bold. It's not as bold as that Zen that we tried last week. The Zen was very bold. This was, is not quite as bold, but still, it still has some boldness. It is kind of medium. It's the tannins are there. It's lighter on the tannins, definitely lighter on the tannins than the other Member's Mark one. But there are some tannins there. I would say kind of medium tannins. And it's rather dry. It's rather dry. Not as dry as the Zinfandel was also, but pretty dry. And it's sort of somewhere between, it's a little acidic. It's not that, it's kind of medium acidity, I think. It's just, it's kind of a mix. Definitely the finish, it has a very short finish to it. Yeah, you know, it starts off really strong, and then as it goes down, it has, the finish is there, but it's just very short, and then it's gone. It's not a very lingering, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. It's not a lingering finish on this wine. And sometimes I like a really nice long finish to a wine. This case, this doesn't really seem to have it. Some people prefer that. Some people don't like a wine with a lingering finish, and some do. So I think it's really probably more of a preference than something that I could say that I could put a mark or a negative on. I don't think that's really a negative per se. Some people... Now, I've had moods where I really didn't want a long finish on a wine, so I could say there are times that certain foods that I really didn't want that. So this isn't bad. It's not bad. I wouldn't say that Malbecs, and we've had quite a few Malbecs. We've tried quite a few of those in the last couple of years, last year and a half, I should say. Is it a full 2 years yet? About less than a year and a half on the show, but. There were some Malbecs that I really, really liked. I think there was one that I didn't really care for too much. This is kind of some, I don't know. I'll have to have more. As I always say, you really have to get down in the bottle to really get a fair assessment of this wine. You really have to get down into the bottle. But I tell you what, let's go ahead and pair it with some foods. And before we do that, let me get back to the chat, see how things are going in the chat. Let's see, who else is having a Pete, Weiermuller. Pete, my cousin Pete's in the chat. Good to see you, Pete, and Betsy. Betsy's in the chat. Betsy, I don't know if you missed it last week, but I don't know if you were there for the last one, but I did toast you guys for your anniversary. So, I once again, happy anniversary, for that. I hope you had a very, very good one. I know it's a little tougher when you're kind of stuck at home, but yeah, you know, you kind of sort of have to work around those things, right? Look, tomorrow's Mother's Day, as I'm going to mention later on, and that's going to be a tough one when you're stuck at home. Let's go ahead and try it with some foods before I get too late into this. And we're going to try it first with a spaghetti. Let's go with the spaghetti. I think that's a good way to start. This is spaghetti with meat sauce. Now, the thing is about Malbecs is that you kind of have to be careful with some of these things. You really don't want to mix these with spaghettis with white sauces. They should go fine, just sort of like a cab would go fine, maybe like the Zen, but you really don't want to mix these with white sauces in the pasta, like I don't know, like a fettuccine or something. I don't think this would go too well with a fettuccine for the most part. But spaghetti's good. Let's try it with a spaghetti. And I'll pour just a little bit more. It's okay with the spaghetti. I think the tannins, not enough for that, but I think with the meat in here, the meat sauce, I'll try another bite of that. With the meat sauce, it's kind of up in the air. Let me give it another try. Second time's a little better. It's okay with spaghetti. It's okay with spaghetti. I understand that this goes good with lamb, and I was trying to see what I could pair it with ahead of time, see if it really would pair well, but we don't have any lamb. We do not have that luxury right now. We have hamburger, and that right now is kind of a luxury. But the hamburger is good. Nice grilled smoky hamburger. Oh, I like that. Brings out, really accentuates the grilled flavor of the hamburger. I like that. I'm going to try that again. Because I haven't had dinner yet. And also, just because I can. Yes, I do. Goes well with that grilled. I think the thing with the grilled hamburger is that you really have to grill it well. It has to be, you know, outdoor grilled and a little bit smoky. I think it'll be fine with that. I think this Malbec goes pretty well with that. I like it. Let's try it with, now here's something else that was sort of an afterthought, because Malbecs sometimes go good with some dark meat chicken. Or sometimes with a turkey, or a smoked turkey or something. I have here a smoked turkey. I'm going to try it with that. Boy, am I going to need a Tums after this one, huh? Let's see. Not bad with the turkey. Not bad with it. I would say it's okay with the turkey. I like it better with the hamburger. But let's try it with the cheese. This is the cheddar cheese. And with this Malbec, it should make this cheese a little bit creamier. Theoretically. Let's see. That really accentuates the cheese. It really works good with the cheddar cheese. I like that with the cheese. I like that. That's pretty good. Okay, the cheddar cheese is a winner. In fact, I think I'm going to have another piece of this. I'll make the show go longer, won't it? Maybe we'll have dinner now. Don't worry, there's plenty of Malbec here. Yeah, it has and the finish, even though it's a short finish, the finish is a little interesting, but it goes down pretty well, and it's very, very, very smooth and very, I think it really does bring out, it really brings out the taste of the cheddar cheese. It really does. I like that. I'm going to need to have a cracker to clear my palate a little bit. So we'll try that. Probably should have water there. I mean, you know, I should go with the water too to clear the palate a little bit. Always have some water at hand. And you know, I think I've mentioned this before too, is that there's a little trick about the water. You know, some people can't drink, or they say they can't drink red wines because it gives them headaches. And the white wines, that's why sometimes some people prefer the white wines over the reds, because the reds will tend to give them a headache. Now, that has to do with a couple of things, with the sulfites in there and with the tannins. But one thing that can get rid of a lot of that is if you drink a lot of water. If you keep yourself hydrated and drink a fair amount of water, between a glass or two of wine, that should eliminate the headache issue, and you shouldn't get quite so many headaches. And it'll also continue to keep you hydrated as well. So Rob's joined us in the chat. Rob's good to see you. Say hi. Say hi and tell me how you're doing. I noticed that you had a beer that sounded pretty interesting that I'd like to try. What was that beer again? It was a I saw it on your page the other day. It was what was it? I can't remember what it was. But it looked like a very interesting beer. It was a vanilla porter of some sort, wasn't it, Rob? Vanilla porter. And I love porters. I love vanilla porters. I've had a number of different porters, and some people don't like them. You know, you kind of have to have a taste for some of those beers. And I love a good vanilla porter if it's a good one. If it's a good one. There are a couple of porters that that I've had that I really let's see. There are a couple of them that I've had. I can't remember but mostly craft beers. And I can't remember any names right offhand, but there have been a couple that I've tried that I really, really enjoyed. Also, one of my favorite beers is the Samuel Adams Chocolate Bock. And they only put it out during the holidays. And I make a point to have at least one of those every year. So usually I go to my friends do a party every year, and they get the Samuel Adams holiday pack, and I'll make a point to have a chocolate bock there every year, and it's really, really good. It seems to get better every year. I don't know. Maybe it's my taste in beer is maybe changing, becoming more favorable. But I like the chocolate box. Seems to get better every year. Still good stuff. It's good stuff. Anyway, so it's Drink with Rick. We can talk about wine. We can talk about beer. What are you drinking, Rob? What are you all drinking tonight? Let's see. Johnny Two Socks, you like drinking too? If so, tell me what you're drinking. All right, let's see, where are we now? Okay, we paired it with a food. Let's learn a little bit about the Malbec grape. It's time to do our informational portion of the show, our educational portion of the show. This is an educational show, right? So let's learn a little bit about the Malbec grape. And I'm going to pull some of this from Wikipedia because it's free, it's open source, more or less. So I don't have to worry quite so much about copyright violations if it's on Wikipedia. This is the free encyclopedia. So I'm going to read from here for details, but I do have some notes. Let's take a look at some of the notes on the Malbec. For starters, Malbec is a purple grape variety used in making red wine. I think that's pretty much obvious. The origin of Malbec, it originated in the Burgundy region of France. Now there are a couple of legends about this, I guess, as to how it originated. There's a popular but unconfirmed theory that claims that Malbec is named after a Hungarian peasant who first spread the grape variety throughout France. But the French viticulturist Pierre Gallet notes that most evidence suggests that Côte was the variety's original name and that it probably originated in northern Burgundy. So due to those similarities in synonyms or different grape names, Malbec is often confused with other varieties of grape. And there are a number of names. Malbec does have a number of names. It's known as Côte, Pressac, Costa Rosa, and a number of other names that I'm not going to go through the list because I can't pronounce half of them. But it's generally accepted that the origin of this grape is from France. The Malbec color, it's a purple grape. It has a dark color with strong tannins. Now, I didn't put a picture up here of the grape. I probably should have. My bad. Because a lot of the pictures, you have to be careful. Some of them are public domain. Some of them are not. I don't want to be putting up a lot of copyrighted stuff on here. So, or any copyrighted stuff. It's not copyrighted. That's not under my copyright. So I want to be careful about that. I'm going to look around for some more public domain pictures, more that can be used in the future. But I think there is one here that I probably could have put up, but I didn't. It is a very, very dark purple looking grape. And it's one of the six grapes used or blended often into Bordeaux wines. There are a number of grapes that are used to make Bordeaux wines. And this is one of six of them that are commonly used. In France, the plantations of Malbec are now found primarily in Cahors in southwest France. Although the grape is grown worldwide, it is increasingly celebrated as an Argentine varietal grape. The grape became less popular in Bordeaux after 1956 when frost killed off 75% of the crop, but despite Cahors being hit by the same frost which devastated the vineyards, Malbec was replanted and continued to be popular in that area. It's still a very popular grape in that region. The Malbec blends. I say that it's one of the six grapes often blended into Bordeaux wines. Also, it is often blended in with Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, as far as I know, this particular Malbec is a 100% Malbec. That's as far as I know. I can't verify that one way or the other. I can't verify that, but apparently it doesn't say that there's anything else in the blend. Usually, now here's the funny thing is that they'll often put in the blends, what's in there in the bottle, but I think that they're not required to by law. I think in some countries they are. In the U.S., I'm not sure. I don't know if they're really required to. So you can get a Malbec wine and have a blend of different grapes, and you may be thinking you're drinking a straight Malbec, and you're really not. So it is something to keep in mind. But getting back, it's often blended in with Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon. That's quite common. I've had a number of wines that had Malbec and Merlot and Malbec and Cab and blends with Merlot and Cabernet. So it's not uncommon at all. The wine color, it creates a deep red or violet wine. This is a wine that, and that's one of the reasons why they do the blends, because sometimes they'll have a blend of a wine that maybe they want to enhance the color a little bit. So they'll add some Malbec to the mix, to that blend, to kind of enhance the color a little bit as well, which is interesting. That's very interesting to note. The Malbec grape is grown in France. As I said, that's basically the origin of the Malbec grape. But the Malbec grape is grown in France. It's grown in Argentina, in Australia, in Brazil. It's grown in Canada, some places in Canada, in Chile, in Israel, some parts of Italy. It's grown in New Zealand and Peru. And it's grown, of course, quite extensively in the U.S. It is a popular grape in the U.S. Now, the interesting thing about the U.S., about where we get the grapes in the U.S., and obviously a lot of them are going to come from California. That's and I didn't mention Argentina. And Mendoza, the Mendoza area of Argentina, it's a very, very popular grape there. It's grown quite a bit in that region. In fact, While the acreage of the Malbec is declining in France, in Argentina, the grape is surging and has become a national variety of a sort that is uniquely identified with Argentine wine. The grape was first introduced to the region in the mid-19th century when provincial governor Domingo Faustino Sarmiento instructed the French agronomist Michael Poget to bring the grapevine cuttings from France to Argentina. And among the vines that Poget brought were the very first Malbec vines to be planted in the country. So it was introduced in the mid-19th century, 1800s. During the economic toil of the 20th century, some plantings of Malbec were pulled out to make way for the jug wine producing varieties of Criolla Grande and Cereza. The grape was rediscovered in the late 20th century as the Argentine wine industry shifted its focus to premium wine production for export. I'm reading from the entry for Malbec in Wikipedia right now. Malbec arose to greater prominence and is today the most widely planted red grape variety in the country. We're talking about Argentina here. As of 2003, there were over 20,000 hectares, which is equivalent to 50,000 acres, of Malbec in Argentina. The Mendoza region is the leading producer of Malbec in Argentina, with plantings found throughout the country in places such as La Rioja, Salta, San Juan, Catamarca, and Buenos Aires. So, and it's different. The grape clusters of the Argentine Malbec are different from its French relatives, having smaller berries and tighter, smaller clusters. So that suggests that the cuttings brought over by Puget and later French immigrants were a unique clone that may have gone extinct in France due to frost and the phylloxera epidemic. Argentina Malbec wine is characterized by its deep color and intense fruity flavors with a velvety texture. While they lack the tannic structure of French Malbecs, being more plush in texture, Argentine Malbecs have shown aging potential similar to their French counterparts. I'm going to get a break here because I think that's one thing that it is. This wine is fairly smooth. And it does. I think this one is fairly matured, and it does have a little bit of a velvety texture, and that might have been why it paired so well with that cheese. Made the cheese even creamier. It could be. So, getting back to the grape, because we have a few more items here, let's talk about where it's grown in the United States. In the United States, the Malbec grape is grown in California, in Colorado, in North Carolina. That's where I am right now, in North Carolina, and in southwestern North Carolina, Oregon, Washington State, Texas, and Virginia. And I think there are a few other states where they've planted some grapes too, but these are the primary states where it's mentioned: California, Colorado, North Carolina, Oregon, Washington State, Texas, and Virginia. I think that, there's an interesting history to this grape also in the United States. I think that you'd really like. Prior to Prohibition in the United States, Malbec was a significant variety in California used mainly for blended bulk wine production. After Prohibition, the grape was a minor variety until it experienced a surge of interest as a component of Meritage Bordeaux-style blends in the mid-1990s. Between 1995 and 2003, plantings of Malbec in California increased from 404 hectares, or 1,000 acres, to more than 2,830 hectares, which comes out to 7,000 acres. While the appearance of Californian varietal Malbec is increasing, the grape is still most widely used for blending. And as I mentioned before, that is true. In California, the American Viticultural Areas, the AVA, with the most plantings of Malbec, include Napa Valley, Alexander Valley, Paso Robles, and Sonoma Valley. So there are a lot of different areas in California. I'm not going through all the different areas of California where they're grown, but this is a popular grape in California. I'll just put it that way. So that is the basics of the Malbec grape. That's what the Malbec grape is about. Tell me what you think. What do you think about it? Have you tried a Malbec wine? Have you tried one recently? I like Malbecs, and like I said before, we've opened and tried and tasted quite a few of them here in the past on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. But this one, I think so far, I'm getting down into the bottle, and I'm not even halfway through the bottle. I'm not even a third of the way through the bottle. I'm pacing myself with this. It's actually, I kind of like it. I can't say that I like it as much as the Zinfandel that we tried last week, but it's not bad. For $6.98, this is really not a bad Malbec. It really is. I wouldn't put it at the top. Definitely not the top of the Malbecs, but it's definitely kind of up there. I'd say for an under $7 bottle of wine, it's pretty decent. I think it's pretty decent wine. Let's see. It's getting late, so let's go ahead and start toasting birthdays and national days. We're at that point of the wine stream to do that. Before we do that, let me see if I can check in with the chat. Anything going on in the chat? Nothing going on. Very quiet tonight. Very quiet tonight in the chat. Let's see what's going on Twitch. Kind of quiet on Twitch, too. So let's get back, unless I'm missing something here, unless I'm missing a chat somewhere. Speak up. Tell me how you're doing. Let's see. Toasting birthdays and national days. Birthdays. I have one birthday here this week. Now, we have a lot of birthdays coming up in the next week, couple of weeks, so I've got to have a big bottle of wine to get ready to celebrate with. Today's birthday, though, this week, I want to toast my good friend Michelle Culbreth. Michelle Culbreth, who her birthday is actually today, the 9th, Saturday, May 9th. And Michelle and I go way, way back. We go back we all went to the same church together when we were younger. We were all younger. Yeah, believe it or not, I went to church. How about that? But when we were younger, our families were friends, and I really liked her dad. Her dad was pretty cool. Her dad was a pretty cool guy, as I recall. I really liked him. When I was younger, I kind of looked up to him. He was kind of a cool guy. But, you know, like I said, as a little kid, I don't know what's going on, don't know much, but he always struck me as I always thought he was pretty cool. If I recall, he was kind of short. Even though as young as I was, he seemed like a pretty short guy, but a really nice guy. Anyway, Michelle is one of several kids in the family, and Michelle, really, really nice person. Really nice person. Even when she was, I remember when we were kids, you know, she was kind of, I guess she could be a little bit quiet, but maybe a little reserved in some ways, but a really, really nice person. Michelle, here is to you. Happy, happy birthday. Toast to you. And I'm going to toast you again just because I can. And because I value you as a friend. Here's to you, Michelle. Happy birthday. And I hope you have many, 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 many more. And I hope you're staying safe as well. I hope you and your family are safe. Let's see. Where are we going here? I only had one birthday tonight. How about that? Well, we have more coming in the next week or two. I've looked ahead, and we've got a lot of birthdays coming up. A lot of really cool birthdays. So I'm looking forward to that. I guess I'm going to have to get a really big bottle of wine. Maybe I'll have to get one of those big table ones. You know, so maybe I'll have to get one of those... Yeah, I have to get a bigger bottle, right? No. Anyway, the national days are what we're going to do next because we've got some pretty cool national days coming up. National days, I think we're done with Malbec tonight, right? There we go. National days. Oh, here we are. Today was National Train Day. National Train Day, the Saturday closest to May 10th. And I think I've got the right one, right? Yes, I do. Oh, we've got a lot of national. We got a lot of national days. I kind of skipped ahead, didn't I? All right, National Train Day. You know, my son Tommy, and I don't want to embarrass him, but when my son Tommy was younger, when he was really little, he was really into Thomas the Tank Engine. I had no problem with that because it was a very wholesome kind of thing, and he had what he called his Thomas Bible, which was the book of all of the Thomas stories that were written. And he had his Thomas train sets, and it was elaborate. We invested a lot of money in those Thomas train sets, and they were the wooden ones. They weren't like, you know, old cheap. He had a couple of the plastic ones, but most of what he had was the whole wooden set, and those things are expensive. But the thing about the wooden set was that they would last a long time. They could last for generations. So right now we have them. Oh, and he loved that. He loved the Thomas. So we had all the videos and VHF and then VHS on video. And VHF is a radio frequency band. VHS, and then he had them later on DVD. And he and Teal were both into them. And when they were very young, we took them both to go see on his approaching second birthday, to go see Thomas the Tank Engine. Well, they were doing tours around the big full-size steam locomotive engines, and that was a lot of fun. We did a number of those Thomas events for several years. The kids really enjoyed them. We enjoyed them. I enjoyed them just because it sort of made me feel like a kid again. I could really I could play with Tommy for hours with his train set. And it was just a lot of fun. Just see grown man playing with toy trains. Now I'm not talking about the HO scale model trains. I know a lot of people who are seriously into model trains. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kids' toy trains, you know, that you have to push around. To have a grown man down there doing that, if I went out and bought a Thomas wooden train set, I would, by myself, it would be a little bit odd, right? But if you have a kid, right? Come on, guys. You know what I'm talking about, fathers everywhere. You know what I'm talking about. You like to play with the kids. You have great memories of some of these toys, but you know that you can't play with them yourself anymore, right? You have a kid, and you have the kid there playing with them, and it's your excuse to get down there and say, hey, let's be a kid again and start playing with these toys. Brings back a lot of great memories, and come on. I mean, at some point, every man goes through his second childhood, right? I know I went through mine. I think I'm going through my third one right now. Anyway, it was when Tommy finally outgrew the train sets, I was a little sad. Yeah, I was a little remiss because, you know, it was fun. And it wasn't just fun just because I was playing with toy trains. It was because he enjoyed it, and it was a chance to really bond with him and my daughter Tia and bond with them both and really spend some quality time with them that we could all enjoy. And that was a lot of fun. Anyway, here's to National Train Day. I love trains. I like trains a lot. We've ridden trains. I've ridden on a number of trains over the years. Love trains. Let's see what else we have. National Lost Sock Memorial Day. Who hasn't lost a sock and gotten upset about it? Okay, I've got a sock story. I've got a funny sock story. Now, we're talking about getting off on tangents. We're talking about stream of consciousness. This is my stream of consciousness in action. Let me check Twitch here. CM Cinder is there. We have a lot of lost socks. Yes, CM Cinder. I have a lot of lost socks, and let me tell you a lost sock story that just happened yesterday. I have been watching. I had a whole bunch of crew socks. I'm wearing a pair of crew socks right now. I had a whole bunch of crew socks. I like wearing crew socks, white crew socks, cotton ones, because they're just comfortable. They're just comfortable for me. I just prefer that over other socks. And I can wear them around the house and wearing work and my sneakers and stuff. They're just comfortable, especially at my age. But my crew socks, I'd been noticing for the last week or so, had been dwindling dramatically, and they weren't showing back up after the wash. And I'm thinking, what's going on with that? It's like, and I opened my sock drawer the other day, and it's like my sock drawer is pretty much empty. And I'm thinking, well, I mean, I know we've been washing socks. And I'm checking everywhere, and she's checking around. Everybody's checking. It's like, where are all these socks? Where'd they go? They, like, disappeared, the lost socks. And then we had a few. I found a few of them, a couple of them, that they were all orphans, what she calls orphan socks, where, you know, you have one sock that doesn't match the other, and then you don't know where the other one is. And, you know, I kind of went through that. And of course, she purchased a brand new pack of socks for me today to remedy the situation, and hopefully we'll be able to keep track of them after that. But I've got a little tip for I've got a little tip. This came from my mom. This is what we used to do when we were kids, and I don't know why we didn't continue this, but when we were kids, we had a problem with wash socks. CM Sender says, Tommy says, wear Crocs and you'll never wear socks again. Thank you. Crocs. I'm not a big fan of Crocs, to be honest. Some people love them. To me, not really. But anyway, so when I was a kid, and my mom taught us to do our own laundry years ago, because there were six of us kids. We had a family of eight, six of us, and my mom really had a tough time keeping up with all of us and our laundry and cooking and everything else. So she had us doing our own laundry, as she has us do now. And we did our own laundry. She taught us how to do that. But one of the tricks that she taught us was the socks. She bought a pack of safety pins. She'd buy a package of safety pins, and she would say, okay, here's what you do. You take your socks and you pin them together. Each pair of socks, dirty socks, you pin them together before you throw them in the wash. Wash your socks, they'll come out, your socks are together, and you'll never lose a sock again. And I said, what if you lose both of them? She didn't have an answer for that one, but for the most part, she was right. My mom was right. For the most part, we didn't have a problem with orphan socks. At least not that we have now. Anyway, so the orphan sock story. Okay, the National Orphan Sock Day. I can get behind that. I can definitely sympathize with that. People deal with the lost socks. National Lost Sock Memorial Day. This is a day to memorialize your lost sock. I'll drink to that. Today is also National Moscato Day. Moscato being a wine. We haven't opened up a Moscato yet, have we? Maybe that's why no one's talking in the chat. They're tired of the red wines. We need to do a white. Do we need to do white? Tell me if we need to do a white wine. And we'll look into doing a white wine. Sherry's joined us. Sherry, it's great to see you. Please say hi. Tell me how you and your family are doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're doing very well. But it's good to see you, Sherry. And Sherry and I go way, way back, as well as Michelle. And back to our days at church, and a very old friend and a very good friend and a well-respected friend. And she just had a newborn. Let's see, not hers, but she's grandma. Anyway, Sherry, here's to you. Congratulations, actually, on the new arrival, by the way. I'll toast that, definitely, for sure. And anyway, so where was I going with that? I don't remember now. I just lost my stream of consciousness there. And let me get back to where it was here in the National Days. Oh, yes, the National Days, National Moscato Day. Sure, you like Moscato. What do you prefer? Do you prefer reds or whites? Do you prefer reds, white, wine, rosé? Let me know. And maybe we should do more reviews of white wines in the future. I know what Gina prefers, my sister Gina. Gina and Sherry are best friends, and I know what Gina prefers. And I've sent her a couple bottles of those wines in the past. And Let's see. So now here's National Moscato Day. So maybe we should open a bottle of Moscato and talk about the Moscato. We'll talk about the grape. That's another grape. We have so many grapes that we can cover. Tonight we cover the Malbec grape. Learn some things about Malbec. So maybe we should do something on Moscato. National Butterscotch Brownie Day. I'm not a big fan of brownies per se, although my wife, she makes brownies for the kids all the time. And I think that's one of the reasons why is because she knows that I'm not a big fan of brownies. And she can make them for the kids and feel confident that I will not be eating them. You know what I mean? So, but I love butterscotch. I love butterscotch. I don't think I've ever tried a butterscotch brownie, though. I love butterscotch on ice cream and other things, but never tried on brownies. Anyway, here's a National Butterscotch Brownie Day. Maybe one of these days I'll try one. National Sleepover Day is today. National Sleepover Day. I had sleepovers. You ever have sleepovers when you were a kid? When you're adult, I'm not even going to go there. When you were kids, right? National Birth Mother's Day. That's the Saturday before Mother's Day is National Birth Mother's Day, which makes a lot of sense. I'll drink to that. National Babysitter's Day is also the Saturday before Mother's Day. And for a lot of mothers, the mothers are the babysitters, although in lots of cases, it's the dads who are the babysitters. In some cases, particularly in our current present times, they can be a grandparent. They can be a grandmother or a grandfather or both, or an aunt or an uncle. They might be a sister or a brother, an older sister, older brother, a nephew, a niece. My niece is often babysat for our kids, and several of our nieces did. And I'm on she's side of the family. And I salute you, by the way. Thank you very, very much. My mother-in-law, she babysat for our kids quite a bit. That was their grandmother. Anyway, here's to National Babysitter's Day. I think babysitters are very, very important and underrated. National Dog Moms Day, second Saturday in May. Dog mom. Boy, talking about moms for everybody. My wife is also a dog mom. She is. She's also a dog mom. She, and this is going to go over if I go too far into this. But my wife likes to, we're always pampering the dog. Of course, you know, if you've seen our dog Cosmo, this is a picture of our dog Cosmo. This is Cosmo. He's Tommy's dog. He's Tommy's dog, but he's kind of the family dog too. And he's just a sweet dog. Now, he does have his attitudes and all that, but he's just a sweet dog. He really is. And I'm not going to harp on him too much. I'm running out of time here tonight. But anyway, where was it going with this? Oh, yeah. So she's kind of tough. She can be kind of a tough cookie with the whole family. The dog seems to – he gravitates around me a lot and also to Tommy. He'll go to Tia for play sometimes. But when we're calling him downstairs for something, for anything, basically he will often ignore all of us except Chi. When Chi calls him, he always comes because he knows either one of two things. Either one, he's in trouble. And he's not usually in trouble that often. But either one, he's in trouble and he'd better get downstairs fast. Or two, she has something for him. And he'd better get downstairs fast. One of the two of them. He doesn't know which one it is, so he's going to go downstairs anyway, just to make sure. And Chi has told us before that we pamper the dog too much. But I'll tell you a little secret here, just between you and me and the rest of the world. She loves that dog just as much, if not more, than the rest of us, because she pampers him a lot. I have seen her cook. She has made dog biscuits for him. Tia has done that as well. She's made dog biscuits for him too, but homemade biscuits. But I have seen her make meals for this dog. Now, I'm not saying this to embarrass my wife at all. Please, it's not to embarrass my wife. I think it's very, very sweet. But I think it's really it tells you just how much she loves Cosmo. you know, some people think, well, she might not love the dog as much as we do, but she does. She has a very soft spot in her heart for Cosmo. And it's really sweet. It really is sweet. Anyway, here's the National Dog Moms Day because she is a dog mom. I've already toasted National Train Day. National Archery Day is the second Saturday in May as well. National Miniature Golf Day, the second Saturday in May. You like miniature golf? I like miniature golf. I think we all like miniature golf. Every once in a while, my family and I will get together and we'll all go play miniature golf. And my wife, she says, LOL. I think she's talking about the dog mom thing. Anyway, there's a National Miniature Golf Day. I like to play miniature golf. Don't get out there that often. I like golf, but it's been so long since I've been out golfing. I have a pair of golf clubs across the studio on the other end. I don't have a camera to turn around to show you, but that's been sitting there unused for so long. I've got a putter. I got a putter that's laying out around here somewhere, but the rest of my clubs are over there in the corner. Tommy used to be into golf when he was younger, and he really got into it. He took some golf lessons, and I was kind of I'd go down to the – this was in Oviedo. There was a golf range down in Oviedo that would give golf lessons, and we'd go down there and have the golf lessons, and I would go out and on the range and just get a bucket of balls and start hitting balls out there while he was having his lesson. But the golf range in Oviedo was actually pretty cool. I liked that. But we had a birthday party. Tommy had a birthday party one year, and then he wanted to have his birthday party for I can't remember if it was a sixth birthday, fifth, sixth. No, six, I guess. And we had a big birthday party there at the golf club there and at the golf range. And really, really, everybody had just a great time, a fabulous time. It was just an awesome time. We got to play a round of miniature golf as well as part of the deal. But we did a lot of miniature golf. Now, I've got something here. I got to show this to you. I don't remember exactly where this occurred. I think this was here in Charlotte when we first moved to Charlotte. But I've got a video to show you.
Let's see. Oh, there you go. Me. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
Hole in one. Anyway, so that's my classic hole in one. Anyway, so I'll definitely drink to that. Let's drink to that. I've made a few in my life, a few holes in one. Not a lot, but a few. I think I got lucky on that shot, right? I don't think skill was really involved. It was mostly luck. Anyway, so the National Days, let's get back to that for a second. Anybody going on, anything going on in the chat first before I go any farther? Nothing going on in the chat. Okay, it's very quiet in the chat. Back to the National Days. May is Cornelia de Lange Syndrome Awareness Day. That's the second Saturday in May. And Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive Day. That's the second Saturday in May. And I think that's very, very important to keep in mind. Stamp Out Food Hunger. May 10th, which is tomorrow, is National Clean Up Your Room Day. I'm all for that. And I think I'm going to do some of that here in the studio. I'm going to do some. It really needs a bad because I it's also my home office too. So since I'm working from home right now, I really need to clean this up bad. So I'm going to have to do some of that tomorrow, I guess. Clean Up Your Room Day. National Lipid Day. National Shrimp Day. It's also National Washington Day. And it's also, and I said I wasn't going to forget this. This is Mother's Day tomorrow, second Sunday in May. May 10th is Mother's Day. This is to mothers everywhere. My mother passed away in early 80s, 1980 or 81, I believe. It's so long ago that my memory is fading a little bit. If my sister Gina was here in the chat, she would probably correct me and say, I know it was 79. To be honest, I don't remember exactly when she passed. Now I remember it was around that area. My mother was an amazing person, And I really, it's one of my, my mother passed away from cancer. She passed away. She had breast cancer that metastasized. But she left us when she was only 50, way too early. She left us, it was about a little less than a year after they moved up to Chillicothe, Ohio, after my high school graduation. I went up there to visit them for a week. At the time, I was working at Disney World in Orlando. I went up to visit them for a week, and that was the last time I ever saw my mom. And I am forever grateful for the fact that I did. I'm thankful that I did go up there for that week to have a chance to have some time with my mom. She was an amazing, amazing person. But I don't have my mother. My grandmother passed away a few some years after that. And now she wasn't my birth grandmother. She was my step grandmother. But I thought of her as my birth grandmother, and I loved her so much. She was just, and she loved us. She was very, very close to us. And this is my grandmother on my mother's side of the family. And my grandmother on my father's side, she passed away when she was, I want to say she was 98. She was very, very old when she passed away. Very nice lady. Although she could be a little ornery. I don't know, because she spoke in Italian most of the time. She didn't know a lot of English. She spoke everything in Italian. So we didn't really relate to her that well, but she seemed like a pretty nice lady. Much nicer than my grandfather. I'm not going there right now. Anyway, my mother-in-law has accepted me into the family with open arms, into my wife's family with open arms, as a son-in-law. And I'm forever grateful to her for that. She has taken care of our kids when they were younger, and forever grateful to her for that. She is in a state right now where she is not... she has a bit of dementia. She's getting up there. She's a lot older now. She's in her mid-80s. And who knows how longer she'll be with us. And yeah, she can be a bit of a handful. She can. But the thing is, I have a lot of respect for my mother-in-law, because she brought to me her daughter, my wife, who is an amazing person. And I'm forever grateful to my mother-in-law for that. To mothers everywhere, and to my own wife, who is the mother of my two children, wonderful children, and who has taken such good care of us for so long. And she's taken really good care of me, in spite of me. In spite of myself, she has taken very good care of me. She continues to do that. She's put up with a lot of my foibles. She's put up with a lot of my habits and a lot of my insecurities and inconsistencies and all that other stuff. She's put up with me for so many years, but I wouldn't trade her for the world. She is near and dear to my heart. To mothers everywhere. Look, if you still have your mom, hug your mom, love your mom, send her some flowers, do something for her. Remember your mom, because she is your mom, okay? She's the only mom you'll ever have. Take good care of your mom. I wish I still had my mom. I really do. I wish I still had my mom. I miss her. And I miss my grandmother. And I, you know, I just take good care of your mom. Here's to moms everywhere on Mother's Day. And yeah, I know it's a Hallmark card day. I know, I get that. But you know what? Without the Hallmark cards, without the, all of the materialistic stuff and the promotional stuff, your mom is still worth it. Just have that day to honor her. She's worth it, 100%. Here's to moms everywhere. Happy Mother's Day. And I'm going to toast you again. I'm going to toast all moms everywhere again. Happy Mother's Day. And I think that does it for the national days, right? You know, you can check, if you check up on the national days at nationaldaycalendar.com. That's where I get it from. My good friend Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. You can go there. I think they have a few of the calendars left of the printed ones. And we have a printed calendar in our house here, too, that we consult with. And it's a lot of fun. It's great stuff. But check out nationaldaycalendar.com. Good stuff. A lot of fun. It really is. Anyway, so anything else going on in the chat? No, nothing. It's kind of quiet in the chat. Okay, well, we're going to go close it up here in a few minutes, but a couple of things I want to mention first. Emergency weather radios. You know, I have my emergency weather radio. Oh, I have one. This is one of many emergency weather radio. Have I had that much to drink? I guess I have. Weather radios here. This is a Midland. It's an emergency weather radio. It gets 10 NOAA weather channels, plus or 11 NOAA weather channels. I don't know. 7 NOAA weather channels. It gets a lot of NOAA weather channels. 7 NOAA weather channels. I guess I have had too much. And it's also a GMRS radio. If you don't know what that means, it stands for General Mobile Radio Service, and that's for it's a two-way radio system. And so it's basically an emergency radio and a two-way radio. So if you're stuck somewhere, like say there's a tornado or something, you have to get into a safe spot, and you're listening to the NOAA weather alerts for the tornado, get in there, and after the alerts are done, if you're stuck, you've got an emergency, you've got a GMRS radio, two-way radio system that you can call out on. Excuse me. So I have a lot of radios here. I got a whole bunch. Buy2wayradios.com sells a number of weather radios. Did you know, and I think I mentioned that briefly on the last wine stream last week, that and I wrote an article on this at buy2wayradios.com about a week or so ago. Did you know that the NOAA weather radios, the emergency weather radios, not only alert you to weather emergencies, but they also alert you to other types of emergencies as well? And this includes things like amber alerts, silver alerts. The silver alerts are for the senior citizens that get out and are lost. They alert you to earthquakes and all kinds of different alerts, including pandemic alerts. Now, if you have a pandemic like the one we're going through now, the COVID-19 pandemic, they can issue an alert, a pandemic alert. And this also includes, you know, the other alerts that they have on there are things like nuclear alerts, nuclear emergencies like a disaster or a impending nuclear attack or something like that. And a lot of different emergency alerts from the emergency alert system. The NOAA, which stands for, that's N-O-A-A, not N-O-A-H. It's the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. They issue these alerts. They work with the National Weather Service and the Emergency Alert System to issue these alerts out. So any alert that you're going to get that's a non-weather emergency that the Emergency Alert System will send out will also come out over the weather radio as well. And which is really cool because, you know, if you're in a situation where you've got an alert coming in, you've got that alert coming through on the weather radio. I think that's a bonus. Anyway, buy2wayradios.com, buy2wayradios.com, which is the company, just for full disclosure, I work for buy2wayradios.com. I am the product manager for buy2wayradios.com. That is my day job. And on my day job, I also produce, as a podcaster, a longtime podcaster, we produce the Two-Way Radio Show podcast, which is an award-nominated podcast, nominated for People's Choice Award last year. And it has been in production for over 9 years, going towards our 10th year. Buy2Wear radios, they sell weather radios. They sell all kinds of radios. And you can get a weather radio or any kind of radio that you want to get for 5% off if you use the promo code WINESHOW. That's WINESHOW. The promo code WINESHOW, WINESHOW. Please don't share that on Retail Me Not or anything like that. That is your own personal promo code, your own personal discount code for being a viewer or listener to Drink with Rick. My boss has authorized that promo code for me to give you an additional 5% off your order, which can, particularly depending on the order, it can be an amount to quite a bit. So I have a number of radios here, and it's not just weather radios. It's also any kind of radios. Like if you're into hunting, if you're a hunter, you can use these are Midlands. These also have weather alerts on them as well. This has a weather. These have weather channels and weather alerts. So you can get these if you're a hunter or fisher, somebody who's into fishing or into any outdoor stuff. You can use that for home use. We got a lot of stuff for home use. There's a radio for home use, which this is another Midland. This is an emergency weather radio, and it's emergency two-way radio. It's an FRS radio that anybody can use license free. You don't need a license for this radio, but it's also equipped with NOAA weather channels and alerts. Anyway, so any of those radios you can do. Oh, a ham radio. If you're in a ham radio, and let's see, my good friend Mike Dell, I don't know if he's here tonight or watching, but or if he's watching later. I've got a number. We have a number of ham radios, handheld ham radios, and mobiles. This is one that I use, is the KGUV8E. This is one of my go-to ham radios that I use as a licensed ham operator, amateur radio operator. You can get all those radios. Just go to Wine Show. Just go to buy2wayradios.com and enter code Wine Show, and you can get 5% off your order. I think at this point now, I also want to mention the. Let's see what was else did I have here to mention? There was one more item here. This was the, if I can find it. you know, we're giving away this book. We're giving away the Start Ugly book. This is Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos, my good friend Chris Kremitzos, who is a podcaster and co-founder of PodFest. He wrote a book last year, and this book is a really good, it's a tale of how to start something without kind of getting rid of the procrastination aspect of this and just getting started. There have been so many of us that have had dreams of or aspirations to do something or a business that we wanted to start that we just didn't get around to it because all the stars had to align perfectly. Everything had to be just right for it to happen. And, you know, it's kind of an excuse in a way because you're thinking, okay, it's not the right time for this or it's not the perfect time for that. I'm not good at this or I've got to get better at this before I start this. This book is telling you don't do that because if you do that, if you wait, if you sit there and wait for everything to be perfect, it's never going to be perfect and you're never going to start that project and you're never going to fulfill that dream. So this is what I'm doing. This is a great book. Tells it in a story format. I think it's pretty much a bestseller on Amazon now. I have a copy or two of this to give away. And this month I'm going to give away a copy to someone who, some lucky person who sends me via email a submission. What I'm asking for is I'm not asking for an essay or anything like that, okay? All I'm asking you to do, be one, two, three sentences, could be one sentence. It's fine. I don't care. But I want you to tell me what idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? I'm going to read that again. What idea, project, or dream do you have but have put off starting or completing for one reason or another? I want you to email that to me. Email it to me at rick@savoyamedia.com. That's rick@savoyamedia.com. At the end of the month, I'm going to go through the entries, and I'm going to pull a winner, and the winner will receive a copy of Start Ugly by Chris Kremitzos. Please, you get in your entries in soon. I'm going to be looking over these shortly. Okay, so here's your chance to win a copy of Start Ugly. This book sells for $19.95 on Amazon, but I'm going to send you one free if you just send me a one or two sentence thing there. And if you win, I'll send you a copy of that book completely free. And you can't be free, right? All right, well, there's one more thing I want to do before we leave, and that is to play you our PSA for the week. And here it is.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease may include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you are experiencing these symptoms and have come into contact or are in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult with a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
All right. So I guess we'll do it for tonight. I think we covered everything, at least everything I had on my show notes tonight. I want to thank everyone for being here with me tonight. Once again, we were checking out this. We were tasting and testing the Member's Mark, or as I like to call it, the Member's Markup. Malbec. This is a 2018 Malbec. This is available only from Sam's Club, as far as I know, because that's their house brand. And I'll give you my final review real quick. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty decent wine. It's not the best Malbec that I've ever had, but it's not the worst. It's certainly not the worst. It's actually kind of up there. It's actually up there. I liked it. It was actually a really decent Malbec, especially for the price. We paid $6.98 for this Malbec, which is pretty reasonable. I'd say particularly, especially for the taste, I think this would have been a $9 or $10 Malbec. I think it would. I think it would have been about a $9 or $10, maybe a $12 Malbec. I might be stretching it beyond that, but it's a pretty decent Malbec. Good wine. I would say that if you're a member of Sam's Club, it'd be worth checking out. Unless you don't like a lot of, if you don't like really bold wines. If you don't like really bold wines, it's not super bold like the Zinfandel was that we tried last week, but it's still fairly bold. If you don't like really bold wines, you might want to stay away from it. But other than that, if you do bold taste, then or semi-bold, then you'll be okay. It's medium tannin. It's not really acidic. It's kind of medium on all those levels. It's okay. I tasted a lot of cherry in it, a little tin of coffee. I tasted some, what else I tasted? A lot of red fruits in there, the strawberry, plum, things like that. It went pretty well with the smoked, with the hamburger. It was the grilled hamburger. It was okay with the smoked turkey. It was okay with the spaghetti and meatballs. I would say if you want the spaghetti and meatballs, use the Zinfandel. It's probably better. It went pretty well with the cheese. I liked it with the cheddar cheese, and I think this is a medium to sharp cheddar. Anyway, the turkey was okay with the turkey, but I liked it better with the burger and the cheese. Anyway, I think that's going to do it for us tonight. I want to thank each and every one of you for being with me here tonight. First of all, I want to thank in Twitch. I want to thank Johnny Two Socks for being with us here on Twitch and CM Sender. I want to thank on Facebook. I want to thank Rob and Sherry and Chi and Pete. We have two Petes with us tonight, Pete Ramadetta and Pete Weiermuller, for joining us on here. My lovely wife, Chi, of course, as always. I do appreciate each and every one of you. I do. And I want to say, please stay safe throughout the week as the week goes on. I know the restrictions are being lifted somewhat in some states and not in others. So be patient. Be patient. We'll get there. We'll get there. Just keep the faith. We'll get there, and we'll be up and running again in no time. But in the meantime, please just kind of stay home and be safe. Be very, very careful. Wear the face mask when you're out and about, please. We watched the other night, Chi and I watched how some people were going to the mall. The local mall had just opened up, and people were going to the malls without face masks, without any protection at all, and they just didn't care. The thing is, it's not so much that the face mask is for protecting you. It's for protecting other people around you. And I personally think it's kind of selfish for you to say, well, you know, we saw a couple of people go out there and say, hey, I don't need any of that stuff. I'm just going to go out there. I'm not going to worry about it. I don't care about the COVID-19 virus. I'm okay. I'm fine. Look, you may be fine, okay? And you may be you may be very, very brave with the COVID-19, or may think that it's not something that's going to affect you. But you know what? What if you have it and you don't know it? You could be spreading it to other people. So please, please, please go there. Think about the other people around you. Don't be so selfish that you're just going to go out there and say, hey, it's not going to affect me. And if it affects me, I don't care. So I'm not going to wear any protection. The protection, half the protection is not even for you. Half the protection is for the people around you. Think about the people around you for a moment, please. Yeah, there was a guy on TV the other night. We want to just kind of scream at him about that, because it was like, please, wear the protection for you, not just for you, but for everybody else. For everybody else. Think about the other people for a change. Don't think about yourself. Think about others and yourself. Be safe. Wear the protection. If you're going to go out, wear the protection. Okay? Like I said, it's not so much for, it can protect you, but it's not so much for protecting you. It's for protecting everyone else from you, okay? And it doesn't matter if you don't think it's, this virus is such that you can have the virus and you might be immune to virus, but you could still be carrying it. And somebody else might be vulnerable to it. So you could essentially be killing somebody else while you're fine. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's kind of a blunt way to put it, but that's what it is. Think about the others around you. Don't be selfish, okay? We're all in this together, right? All right. That's my rant for the night. I had to get the rant in, right? All right. I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. Please join me here again next week. I don't know what we're going to do yet. I really have no idea, but I'm going to try to pick another lower dollar bottle of wine. Something we can all afford, hopefully. In the meantime, I want you all to have a safe week. Don't drink and drive. Not that too many people are out driving around, but you know, drink in the comfort of your home, your hotel room, your apartment, wherever you are. Don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. You know how I feel about that. Have a great week. Have a safe week so you can all come back and join me next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.